out of the way. Here's Blue Lab Beats featuring Ben Jones and Parthenope. This is their interpretation of what cherry blossom means to them. Tronica duo from London, consisting of NKOK and Mr. DM. You'll be able to catch them down in Margate at Faith in Strangers on July the 12th. And I am the 23rd of November, a bit closer to home, Hackney Church. Blue Lab Beats, Cherry Blossom. Keeping it on that cherry blossom idea. It's a beautiful release by Alani. This is an album you have to check out.
Sent me something more than I could picture. Visica pieces planted the seeds for us to pick up. And there's something special about the way that I met ya. It's that super serendipitous universal connector. Chiefly I respected the way you carried yourself, and how the pretty person inside you seemed to marry herself. See, you've accepted all my flaws, taught us to dislodge them all. Nothing simple about your temple mind designed as Taj Mahal. We don't speak each to the popo, so we not involved in law. Us just run amok and fuck the world as they look on and all. Oh, darling, don't be cautious. Run along the fire blind and be that little light of mine. You real still magnolia. Hope you down to the ground to ride with a soldier.
Have some cherry blossom by the rain.
Apologize for that profanity. That somehow slipped through my net.
Down that river,
do like the way they've weaved the old and new there in an engaging tapestry. It's from an album, 2016, that I highly recommend, by Alani. Called You and I. I did forget. And here's a young man who's been writing music since he was 9 years old. This is Carl Dion. And his take on Cherry Blossom. Dion, and that's the last of the Cherry Blossom. So spring, do your thing. And from there, we're going to jump across the ages to a really influential American jazz pianist and composer who was known for his swing playing and complex yet accessible performances. Errol Garner was self-taught, didn't even read music, which is remarkable when you consider the complexity of his compositions and arrangements. This is a beautiful take on the song I'm Confessing, in brackets, That I Love You. that's the wonderful Errol Garner. I'm confessing. Now, if you're regular listeners to the show, you'd have heard me waxing lyrical about this next artist regularly. He's my favourite contemporary classical composer. First came to my attention when he created the score for the TV series Broadchurch. Remember that, 2013? Here he is teaming up with Cosmos for a piece called Flown. Or Laffer Arnold's. Don't know him, he's an Icelandic composer. So he's been on, I've been listening to his music now for about a dozen years, and he's not afraid of experimenting. I've been to see him twice. I saw him at the South Bank, and he's got a multi-dimensional approach to his work. It's simply awesome. It really is a treat to the ears if you get a chance to see him live. I'm gonna keep it on that vibe as well, because I've got Grand Brothers up next, who the last time I saw Olafur Arnalds, they were part of this mini festival that he'd set up at the South Bank. And they do kind of a similar kind of stuff, really kind of enchanting take on using different sounds and manipulating them in ways you wouldn't think were possible. And we combine that with the acoustics of the South Bank, and you've got this kind of just immensely immersive phonic phenomena. This is Grand Brothers from a distance. That's a German duo, Graham Brothers. He's called From a Distance. Now, as I mentioned at the top of the show, I was at Brick Lane Jazz Festival last week, and it was simply superb. There was just so much brilliant young talent accumulated in one place at the same time. It actually got me feeling quite emotional to witness it. I want to send a big shout out to my wingman on the day, Crazy Tim Pearson, who I know was equally blown away. He just kept looking at me going, mate, this is amazing. I've lined up four artists now who really resonated with me on the day. I couldn't get to see every single artist. It was just there was just so much to choose from. But first up, I'm going to go with a wonderful collective called Levitation Orchestra. This is called Life is Suffering. Send and receive love only.
Speaking thousands of ways. Oh, it
That's Levitation Orchestra. They just blew me away. They're an 11-piece collective put together by musical director Axel Kana Lidstrom. They're all very talented artists, very much doing their own thing as well, and then they come together every now and then and do that. One of the one of that collective was a guy called Erickson Kana, the brother of Axel, who, as I say, is the, they're all artists in their own rights. We saw him as well, and with his own kind of collective, and just so talented. Here's a piece from him called Nine Lights, featuring Mom Tootie. This last Saturday, so I'm revisiting the Brick Lane Jazz Fest that I was at last week, and when it was kind of miserable and raining outside and cold and dreary, I was like spending my Saturday afternoon and evening keeping warm in with music like that, live music. It's just unbeatable. Right, another one for you. She's an artist who came over here aged 17, 6 years ago, on her own, to explore and enhance her musical journey. I was blown away again. I was blown away a lot by her maturity and her wiseness. This is Raquel Martins at Mountains.
I tried to move a mountain. I tried to feel the calming. Yes, I tried. Yes, I tried. I would do it twice just to find you came.
check these guys out. It's a Levitation Orchestra, Erickson Kano, Raquel Martins.
Told you
abundance of fine talent. And I've left, in my opinion, the one that, well, they're all incredibly talented, but there's one that for me that really landed so well that, you know, there's Force of Nature, this young lady. Will inevitably cross over to mainstream success at some point. Her name's Tara Lilly, and this is Don't Explain. Send a big shout out to Danny Wright, a good friend of mine who often sends music my way. And I'm going to put on a 1-2 from him now. First up, we've got Gorja Huwick, Makibo, and Amonita with Never Been. I'm going to head straight into Jean-Claude Addis and Ree, and You Together afterwards. Thank you, Danny Wright. Oh, I love you. as we're on the subject of the rights. I also want to give a shout out to a wonderful young gentleman with an extremely bright future ahead of him. Lucas Wright. Happy birthday! Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. I promise this old man won't embarrass you. Promise. Right. Oh, right, right, right. Okay, so here's Danny Wright's next one. I can't mix on this deck. So what I'll do is I'll talk like this as I lower the volume and then simply raise the volume for his next one.
Here you go. Seamless. Jean-Claude Ace. Me, you. Together. In brackets, Scorpio suggests edit.
So heavy. Brand new. Jean-Claude, Aids and Reed. Together. Right, I'm gonna flip it. Ooh, soul style. Ooh, bit of John Gordon. And all the love.
I don't know just what to say about this smile that you put on my face. And I don't know how not to boast. I want to tell the whole world that you give me good love. You bring me such joy that I cannot contain it. I'm floating on cloud nine. I can almost touch the sky. Yeah. some they come to those in need of their heavenly touch. You must have heard me crying out, I never an angel could love someone so much. You healed me, you soothed me, uplifted and improved me. No man could be more blessed than I. Your love is so divine.
Keep it on the soul side. Gonna head back to 2000. Into that little track from Jill Scott's Words and Sounds Volume 1 album. If you do have time, go on YouTube and check out her performance from back in the day on Jules Holland's show. This is Jules Scott, and he loves me.
You love me, it's specially different.
Things to think about, invite me. special. You're different and special in every way imaginable. You love me from my hair follicle to my toenails. You got me feeling like the breeze, easy and free and lovely and clean. Oh, when you touch me, I just can't control it. When you touch me, I just can't hold it. The emotion inside of me.
I can't believe that's almost a quarter of a century old. Crazy. So on the back of that, I'm gonna do some musical time traveling. I've only got two tracks left, so I'm gonna head back 60 years. So a bit of Billy Stewart sitting in the park. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Bliss Disciples. Remember, if you do like what you hear on the show, tell everyone. And if you don't like what you hear on the show, tell everyone. I don't mind, honest. You can catch the podcast of this show on the Phoenix FM website shortly. Stay tuned for Paul Golder, The Resurrection. He's followed by Andy Gilson with The Golden Years, and he takes us through to Destination Dawn. I want to wish you a very beautiful long weekend. Hopefully the weather's going to kick in at some point. Have fun. I will see you same time, same place next week. We're going to play you out with a bit of, well, for all the rude boys and rude girls out there, this is Prince Buster and Al Capone. Take care.